Hello and welcome to the Buffalo Sessions. I'm your host, Jamie Stewart from Circle Networks. Are you ready to scale your business in order to earn more and work less? In this podcast, I share insights and interviews with real business owners to reveal what's working for them, to help you to be more Buffalo, to improve your life and business. I hope you enjoy. Hello, everybody. Welcome back. Today I'm joined by a very special guest. Let me introduce you to Rene Looper from a company called Two Minds, which is spelled a little bit differently. We'll come on to that in a minute. But good afternoon, Rene. How are you?
Good afternoon, Jamie. I'm very well. Thank you very much. Thanks for the invite.
So your accent will put people off from where you're based right now, won't it?
Yeah. This is not a Scottish accent. This is a combination of a Dutch and Scottish accent. When I go back to Holland, my friends say, you talk funny. People here say, you talk funny as well. So it's, it's sort of a mix. But I'm from Holland originally.
Right. Good. Right. So you run a social media training business. Is that right? Is that how you would describe it?
Social media, digital. Yeah.
Okay. So let's go right back to the very start. What did you do before you did this?
Wow. Okay. Well, just a little bit of background. I'm not going to tell you my whole life story, but in Holland, I worked in retail. I was a manager of a department store. 14 years working in retail. Loved it. Very much a people business and a thing where was near Amsterdam in Holland. And I always told my team, if you don't like what you're doing, go away, find something else. Don't do it for me, for the money, or if you don't like it, just go away. And after 14 years, I find myself in that position thinking, hey, I used to love these things. Now I'm not so happy about it. And that's when I started to think about, hey, we've been to Scotland many times on holiday. And I guess that happens with everybody when they go on holiday in Greece or whatever. They think, hey, it would be nice to run a hotel or a restaurant and everything. We did the same thing. So we moved to Scotland to set up a hotel business in April 99, actually. And before we did that, we did a lot of research. And after, I think, 3 years of research in the Scottish Tourism Ministry, we took the jump. We sold everything in Holland, bought an old Victorian house, 12-bedroom house, and converted it into a hotel. Within 6 months, did the hotel for 7 years, and in 2006 we had an opportunity to sell it, which we did. And since then we're running a digital company called Two Minds, and it's all about digital training. The reason why we did that is because, and it's probably one of your next questions anyway, but the success of the hotel was mainly due to the fact that our online presence was pretty good. I managed my own website. I'm not a geek or a technical guy. I just love, like most guys probably, technology and all that sort of stuff. And I managed to set up a good website, a good online presence. Social media started to come as well from the States. So we used all those sort of things. And when we sold our business, we realized that a lot of businesses at that time, and that's back in 2006, have a good business on the grounds. But when you look at their online presence, it's not always reflecting that quality product that they have working in a B&B or a hotel or a restaurant or a retail business. You know, they do all the good stuff, but when you look at their online presence, website is out of date, and that's when I started to think, hey, there might be an opportunity to help businesses with their online presence. So that's how it started.
And for, if you're listening to this, 2006, Wiz was a different world for social media back then, wasn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. I remember those first days. Social media was just coming out of the States. Facebook was sort of slowly coming up. And I think Twitter came later, I think 2008. Instagram wasn't even born, I think, at that point. But we realized that a lot of people were not able to manage their online presence. They or the web designer emigrated to New Zealand and left the login details. couldn't update their website. A lot of it was more technical. Nowadays it's completely different with Wix and Weebly and WordPress and all that sort of stuff. But at that time, managing your own online presence was pretty difficult. And I thought, hey, social media is a lot easier to do that. So that's why we started to say, hey, let's have a look at these sort of social media platforms, how they can help getting visibility to the right people about your business and product and all that sort of stuff. But yeah, I remember those days. It's it wasn't very topical on businesses' mind to say let's use Facebook. It was more seen as a waste of time.
Yeah. Why? I remember it. Why would I want to watch? No, you couldn't even watch. There was no videos on it. Why would I want to see what somebody had for dinner last night?
Exactly.
Pictures, like, I'm not interested in that kind of stuff. That was the conversation. Yeah. And so we've seen huge change over the last 18 years in that time.
Yeah.
Where are we at now? So what do you offer people, your clients?
Yes. Yeah. Well, the thing that has changed dramatically over the last 18 years, actually, is you're absolutely right. When I was very often, well, I worked for Visit Scotland because of my hospitality background, often asked me to present at conferences and other sort of events that they thought, hey, let's do a half an hour on the new sort of social media. And very often I was asked by other organizations, Association of Self Caterers, farming, all sort of different sort of organizations said, hey, can we ask you to deliver a sort of a half an hour on social media, the new sort of things? Very often I did it for free because nobody was interested in sort of paying for that half an hour sort of on Facebook and everything. And it was very much about raising awareness about the new sort of platforms. That has changed dramatically over the years. So, I mean, I'm now not raising awareness about this. I mean, if you're not aware of the social media platforms for your business, then there's no hope. But it's now more how to use it more strategically. I'm not a big fan of the word strategy because everything is a strategy. But I have to say for social media, you need to have a strategy in place. Otherwise, you're just putting stuff out there. Fingers crossed it does something. And the same content goes to Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, TikTok, and all that sort of stuff. That's my social media done. And that's the lazy form of social media. So what has changed over the years is from raising awareness to use it more effectively by having a strategy in place to say, you know, the audiences that we want to reach are these sort of audiences. This audience is more present on Instagram. That audience is more active on LinkedIn and having different sort of content for the different sort of platforms. And that's what we're training marketing managers, marketing teams, business owners on the realization. And the funny thing is, when business owners, when people get a request to say, I've got an advert for you. You can do an advert in this newspaper or magazine, cost you £500. They're asking the right sort of questions. They're asking, what is your readership like? You know, what are the demographics and all? Because you're paying money for it, you need to know what is sort of effect. What do you get back from that? A lot of people don't use that same thing for social media because it's free.
Yes.
It's not free. They're thinking, oh, just put stuff out there and it should work. But that's you still need to use the same principles as what you use for the traditional marketing. Use that for social media marketing as well. And not just because it's free, it has a different sort of way. It still needs the old-fashioned sort of, you know, who are your personas? What are they interested in? And all that sort of stuff.
And for some people, that's almost like the stuff that they want to skip past. It's a bit, I had this conversation with somebody this morning about the fundamentals, the basics that we need to have in place. Everybody wants to do the exciting stuff.
Yeah.
But, when you learn to drive, you're not interested in learning to drive. You just want to drive fast. But you've got to learn to do everything first. Yeah. When you join a gym, you've got to go through an induction before you can get onto the big weights and build up to it. And the same applies to social media as well, isn't it? You've got to have that plan in place.
Absolutely. And that's exactly right. And if you take that principle in social media marketing in that sense, then you get the results. If you don't do it, it's a bit like you're mentioning driving a car and everything. I heard another sort of person saying about, if you don't have a strategy, you're basically driving in your car without a destination. But, yeah, you know, you need to go from A to B. That is a strategy. Just getting in your car and driving around, that's not a strategy. And that's the same with social media marketing as well. It's you need to, before you do anything, what is the objective that you want to get out of the because it's free, but it's not free. It's the investment is time, you know, and resources and all that sort of stuff. So think about, absolutely right, the basics, the fundamentals of marketing, they work especially for social media as well.
So right now, what are the most, it's not just you in the business, is it? There's a team.
No, we've got a team of five in we were based in Inverness. Before COVID, we had a lovely office in a business center, and we traveled all over Scotland. And actually, we had clients in Malta and Holland and everything. There was a lot of traveling involved. COVID arrived and the world changed for everybody, of course, also for us. And we're now delivering sort of online training in a sense. And actually, and that's what we tell our clients as well, you know, yes, if things are bad, it's not nice, but actually there will be opportunities. And for us, our main market before COVID was Scotland. That was most of our, I would say 98% of our customers were in Scotland. And of those, there were 95 were in the Highlands in that sense. COVID came and all of a sudden we were delivering online training to people in America, Australia, Germany, because online learning was a change. Before we had to not replace our whole website, but we need to sort of SEO optimize our website again. Nobody was looking for workshops, but we need to do webinars and all that sort of stuff. So, you know, if there are things happening in your industry or in the world, there will be opportunities that will come, that will actually have more sort of what do you call that? You can reach more customers and especially for now in the digital world.
So, what do the team do? So, is the majority of the stuff that you do online training now, as in people based in their home or their office watching something and interacting?
Yeah, I realized I didn't answer your last question. We've got a team of five. Four of them are trainers. So, and the trainers that we have they're all sort of in digital, but they have their own specific sort of skill sets. So we've got Alistair, who's very much, he's an ex-web designer. So he's very much into SEO and Google Analytics and web design, WordPress and all that sort of stuff. We've got Emma in our team, who's our content creator. She's very good in creating videos, visuals, digital strategies. She writes digital strategies for businesses. She also does digital reviews. So we look at the business sort of online presence. We look at their websites. We look at how that can be improved. We look at their social media, how that can be improved. We've got James in our team, who's very much about the paid advertising on social and on Google. And myself, more or less, a little bit of everything, but my sort of skill set, my specialism, I would say, is sort of writing a digital strategy for the business that will help them sort of, A, making better use of the digital platforms, but also spend less time on it, because as you well know, you can spend a lot of time on social media and actually not getting any results or very few results. So it's finding that sweet spot to say, you know, doing the right sort of things within the time allocated for that, but also, and that's the trick, is not just doing stuff, but building in some tools that allow you to see, hey, did that inquiry came from Facebook or from LinkedIn or from Twitter or X? Nobody calls it X. So that's what we do in the business. So everybody has their own sort of skill sets, and we deliver online training. The training is very bespoke, so it's not death by PowerPoint. Nobody likes death by PowerPoint, but they still are around. So we look at the businesses that attend these webinars. Are there B2B businesses, B2C? Are there more food and drink? Are there more retail? So we tailor it to the audience, so to get the maximum benefit out of it.
Okay. And what's the most popular courses that you run right now?
Well, we put that out on social actually in January this year. Last year, the most popular ones, so you wouldn't be surprised to hear that actually, TikTok, yeah, and AI, ChatGPT. And ChatGPT has overtaken TikTok nowadays. So those two are the most popular ones. Instagram, before that was Instagram Reels and everything. Google Analytics was also popular, but now it's AI and TikTok.
I'm a fan of AI. I use it for a variety of different things, and you know, I liken it to where you were in 2006 with social media. A lot of people would have been saying, "I'm never going to use that. I'm never going to be on Facebook. I don't need that for my business." Probably didn't even think that they needed a website at the time.
Yeah.
And where are we now? 20, you know, coming up for 20 years later, it's printers died. Yeah. You know, when was the last? I don't even have a printer in my office. So where we're at with AI now is not where it's going to be 12 months from now, let alone 5 years from now. What are you guiding people on using AI for?
Yeah. Very good question. And funny enough, I discovered ChatGPT December 2022. It came out in November 2022. And I discovered it on TikTok, funny enough.
Right.
I'm definitely the wrong demographic for TikTok. It definitely is sort of younger audience. Saying that, there's people my age now on TikTok as well. And I noticed these videos about, wow, this is a game changer and this is amazing. And you go through them thinking, yeah, that's everybody says it's amazing, and didn't know what it was until I saw so many of those videos. This is a game changer. This is the, what they called it, the fourth industrial sort of revolution.
Yeah.
And I thought, I better take notes. And then I watched one of those videos about ChatGPT and I thought, wow, this is amazing. And created an account. It was during Christmas, the Christmas time, so I was off for 2 weeks. Brilliant. So 2 weeks I was sort of I was talking to the family as well, but most of the time I was on ChatGPT just thinking, whoa, this is amazing. And when the holidays were over and we had the first team meeting in January, and I shared that with our team. And the funny thing was, Emma, our content creator, said, "That's my job gone." And I said, no, actually, I'm not going to replace you with AI or ChatGPT. This is a tool that you can use to make your job more fun, more effective, because you know it's not a question of asking a question and paste it in and asking for content and using that. It's not starting from a blank sheet. You can start with something. So, and she loves it now. She uses it sort of every day, and I use it every day. So what we're using it for, what we're training businesses for, A, what is AI and what's going to do and what can't it do, because there's things it can't do at all. And also, how can you implement that in your business to actually make your workflows, make your business more streamlined in that sense? We're all struggling with, we're all busy. There's only 24 hours in a day, and there's so many things to do. And what AI can do is actually help you to sort of make things do quicker, more effective, and also automate things. So, and I think that's what a lot of businesses are needing just now, including my own business, where if you look at all the systems that you have in place, you have your CRM, you have your social media, you have your website, you have your email marketing. There's so many platforms that you're using, and very often you're duplicating data, and you're duplicating sort of things that you do here. It needs to be replicated here and all that sort of stuff. And that's exactly what AI can help you as well. AI is not always AI. Artificial intelligence is also making things talking to each other. And that's more automation in that sense. And I showed it to a company yesterday. What sort of company? I think it was the jewelry business. Who really struggled with, I've got an Instagram account, but you know, what should I post? I'm not that creative in that sense. I showed them ChatGPT. I run a jewelry business in Shetlands, blah, blah, blah. I have an Instagram account. I post twice a week. Create a contents calendar for me for the month of May that I can use to post on Instagram, including the proper hashtags to use and everything. And it does it. So that's what we show people what it can do. Then just one example, of course.
And so that's not using it to write the content. That's using it to help you give some structure to what you need to do.
Yeah.
Then you personalize it with your personality, your business, your own images, your language, and it brings everything to life. But it makes life easier. There's nothing worse than a blank piece of paper, is there, to start with?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I mean, we all have that sort of, most people, I certainly have that, you know, it's so difficult to start with an empty Word document and thinking, you know, you look back at certain emails and certain documents that you have and, you know, copy and paste and all that. It's very time consuming and everything. If you ask them, write me a blog post about such and such, it's not a case, and you get it, you get a blog post about, but it's not a question of copy and paste and that's it, that's job done. You're absolutely right. It's, hey, I now have something that I can sort of tweak into my own language, the way we talk and all that sort of stuff, and then post it. So it's an idea generator, and it's definitely a sort of a time saver. I save hours in the week by using ChatGPT.
I like that. Okay.
I'll tell you, very quickly, 20 seconds. I was asked to deliver an AI presentation in Orkney, and I was a very busy week. And normally doing a presentation takes about, for me, 3 hours, something like that, 2 to 3 hours. I didn't have a lot of time. I went to ChatGPT, create 15 slides for me about the subject AI for an audience of business people, et cetera, et cetera. Did it within seconds. Had to tweak it. Then I asked for put some images and videos to it. Did it within, I think, 15 minutes. I had a presentation that normally would take me 2 to 3 hours to produce.
Yeah. Right. And so it's not always using it to do stuff. It's using it to assist us. It's like having somebody that we can delegate to that's there for free, that doesn't take stuff personally if we don't word it nicely, that doesn't answer back, that won't take offense if it said, no, we don't like that, do it again.
I know. Yeah.
And it can be entertaining with some of the answers that it gives you as well, can it?
Oh, definitely. And very quickly, again, my wife used to sit there, over there. And as you know, English is not my first language. And very often, sometimes you have an email, you think, oh, it's not the right sort of wording. And I ask, Pam, can you have a look at this? I don't need Pam anymore. I just, my other virtual assistant, ChatGPT, can you make this better? How would you respond to this and everything? So, yep, it's like your own VA, your own virtual assistant.
It is. Okay, I like that. Now, another question. So people listening to this run their own business. Where is social media going? Because and I'm going to make this quite specific, because one of the things at one point on Facebook was posting video content. Then it was to go live. Then it was groups. Then. What's the current thing that people should be doing? And I know that this is what people pay you for, but what's the top level sort of advice, yeah, top tips?
Well, people will be delighted to hear this. It's much more about quality than about quantity. Very often I see businesses being very active on Facebook, on Instagram, and all these sort of platforms. Let's talk about Facebook now. Post multiple times a day or every day and everything. And when you look at the engagement, what you're getting, the engagement is very low. Actually, when I do presentations, I show people, you know, if you have 1,000 likes or followers on your Facebook page, you're not reaching all 1,000. You're reaching 5%. If you're lucky, 5% of those 1,000 followers will end up seeing your post. 95% of the followers that you have are actually not seeing your updates because they've not been engaging with your content. And it's much more important to and that's why we always emphasize have a social media calendar in place, you know, because that makes social media management so much easier. A lot of business think, oh, we haven't posted on Facebook for a while, let's put this up. That doesn't do anything. So plan ahead, look at your calendar, what's happening in May, what are we gonna do with, in Holland is Mother's Day in May, I know it's in March in here, but what are we gonna do that week? What are we gonna do that week? And plan ahead. What you will find is that if you plan it ahead and think about what is the objective, what do I want to get out of this post? Is that hits to the website? Is that people responding to it? Is that people signing up to a newsletter or whatever? Every post needs to have an objective. Every piece of content needs to do something. When you think about that, you think about the visual, you think about the headline and all that sort of stuff. And when you schedule that type of post, what you'll find is if you're posting less, but the quality of the post is much better, you actually get better results. So less is more on social media nowadays. So it's much more about the quality. And with the quality, I mean a good visual. Videos always work, carousels, live always works. But also look at the data. I love data. And look at your analytics on Facebook and Instagram and look over a period of 3 months, what was my most engaging post? What were the most popular posts? And can I do more of this in a different way and all that sort of stuff? So it's not just posting stuff, it's also analyzing stuff. The other thing I always emphasize, and that's tip number 3, is social media is not just content generation. A lot of businesses feel, ooh, pushing content. A very important element of social media marketing is engaging with your community. And I see it a lot where people actually, customer responds to a post on Facebook or Instagram, company not responding at all, or just a like or whatever, you know? And that's a very important element of social media as well. You want to be seen as a business, as a business that not just pushing all your stuff, but it's part of a community. You're interacting with your clients, you're sharing content from other businesses, you're interacting with other businesses. So that's the sort of the very important element of social media, which is often forgotten.
It's the social part of social media, isn't it?
Absolutely right. Yeah. It's not called social media for nothing. It's that indeed. And that's what I love about it. The other thing, and this is very important. I mean, for the first time in marketing, I feel that smaller businesses have an advantage because, you know, yes, Marks & Spencer have a Facebook page, 5 million people that like Marks & Spencer's, but it's not Mr. Marks & Spencer. It's a marketing company. You know, people like to identify with business owners, and, you know, especially if that business owner behind the scenes, you know, personalize your brand, and I think that works really well, and that you can do that perfectly as a small business.
I like it. Okay. One of the questions that I ask people is about a time where you've been more Buffalo in the past. So if you've not heard this before, in America, buffaloes, when a storm comes in, cows turn to run away from the storm and end up being underneath it for longer. Buffaloes turn to face the storm, and when it gets near, they charge through it. What's a time where you've had to be more Buffalo in business?
Ooh, a couple of times. The one that I always mention, actually, and that's sort of, it was actually in the hotel. I think it was the first year that we opened in hotel. We sold everything in Holland. We bought this magnificent house. We spent a lot of money refurbishing it, making all the rooms en suite and, you know, a restaurant and all this sort of stuff. So when we opened, there was no money left. So it was now time to sort of get customers in. The first year that we opened, the first season that we opened, and I don't know if you remember this, foot and mouth disease.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
And it's a bit like COVID, on the news every day, don't travel to Scotland. We were there with a newly refurbished hotel, completely empty. The weather was gorgeous. It was the summer that it was really a good summer in Scotland. We have those as well in Scotland sometimes. And we were sitting outside thinking, what do we do? We need to do something. And I remember I said to my wife, we need to do something. Let's, you know, we're creative enough. Let's think about what can we do? And we started to think, and at some points, I think it was me that came up with the idea. I said, okay, foot and mouth. Can we do something with that? But hey, why don't we do a very risky advertising campaigns? You can book a foot and mouth package at Clooney Bank Hotel in Forest. The foot refers to a foot massage, and the mouth is a mouth-watering four-course dinner. I thought, let's sell foot and mouth packages, because the only thing I see on the news and in the newspapers and all this sort of stuff is foot and mouth is terrible. You don't travel. Let's turn this. So we went to the local newspaper, which was the Press and Journal, that reviews the adverts, because they thought it was sort of making fun of something that's not fun. I said, it's not fun, it's making fun. It's, you know, we're struggling, farmers are struggling, you know, we're all struggling, but what we're trying to do is, you know. So another newspaper did publish it. It was the best. I think I only paid £99 for the advert, and the foot and mouth was two days. Was the best advert we ever done. So many people sent an email to say, this finally something positive, and, you know, we come and all that sort of stuff. We had to get people that do the foot massages from Elgin, which is the next sort of big city, to help with people that booked a foot massage and everything, and that changed it completely. It also did a lot of good positive PR, because it wasn't in the middle of the foot and mouth, it was actually near the end, so, you know. And that was something that really, we wouldn't have done that if it wasn't there. And when I speak to a lot of businesses, I think if there's no need to do something, then things go, you know, every day is the same, you know, we're getting customers and all. People are getting more creative when there is a sort of, like the COVID and others, because you have to do something. You can't sit back and think, hopefully it goes over quickly. You have to do something. And I think that's a very good way to think about, you know, can we do something that's can be different, but instead of sort of being negative and everything, try to turn it around and try to do something that actually could work. And that's what worked for us.
I like that. And you're right. When your back's against the wall and you have to come up with something, that's when we can be really creative. When yep. we're just, it's just okay. It's not brilliant, but it's not yes. really bad.
Yeah.
Then we get stuck. You know, like, so when it's a 10 out of 10, things are amazing and it's just flying and you want to keep doing what you're doing. When it's a yeah. 2 out of 10, you have to do something. When it's a yeah. 5 or a 6 out of 10, it's not bad enough to force no. us to be creative no. like that, is it?
Yeah, okay. And to be honest, COVID did that for a lot of businesses. We, during COVID, because a lot of businesses couldn't open their gallery, their hotel, their restaurants, and the silver lining of COVID is indeed, you know, businesses had to invest in a good website, in online booking, yeah. in making it easier to book online, to deliver online, and all that sort of stuff. So that's the sort of the, sometimes you're forced, but then, you know, you have to do something. You need to take action.
Yes. Okay. Last question now. This is an easy one. If someone wanted to find out more about the training courses that you guys run, where would they go?
We have a website. The website is twominds.com, twominds.com. We're on every social media platform, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, with the Two Minds word. But on our website, our most of our webinars and courses are available. We deliver, quite rightly, like you said, webinars, workshops. We also go to businesses in Shetland, or I've been down south in London and Southampton as well for clients. But we also deliver consultancy, strategy, and everything. But twominds.com is our website.
Okay. That was an easy one. Yeah, twominds.com. I'll put it in the yeah. show notes as well so that people can click
yeah.
on it.
The funny thing is, yeah.
Go on.
The funny thing is, we and again, it comes back to build in some ways you can sort of measure what something. We actually did radio advertising, and people said, go for social media training, go to twominds.com. But on radio, they don't say T-U-M-I. They say twominds.com. And I'm thinking, what would happen if people type in Two Minds, spelled the proper way? And we didn't came up. So what we did was we created the blog post. Is it Two Minds, or Two Minds spelled in different sort of way, blah, blah, blah. And sure enough, when people now type in Two Minds the proper way, they get to that blog post. So that's how you can measure what people type in.
Okay, I like that. I really enjoyed speaking to you, Rene. I think because it's free, a lot of people just do social media. They have the app, they create the account, they create the page, the profile, whatever it is, and they go, well, as long as I do something. But there's a huge investment in time. We only have so many hours in the day. And a little bit of investment in learning the right things to do can pay huge dividends, can't it?
Absolutely. People that we work with, the feedback is always, you know, since we've been doing social media differently, we now see the results coming in. And to be honest, it's not rocket science, but you need to have a conversation with someone and think back to what we started with is, who are those people that you want to reach? Are they people in their 50s, 60s, or are they young couples? Are they singles? Do they have kids? Think about your target audience. And you don't have one target audience, you have several of them. And then start to go, where are they hanging out? What sort of content are they looking for? And it's basically, and you know this as well, you know, see it as a sales funnel. What social media can do is it can put people in your sales funnel, but then it's up to you to get them to the next step, that they show an interest, take action, and then buy your product or stay with your hotel and everything. So social media is a great tool if you use it well. If you don't use it well, you're wasting time.
Yeah, Right. I could chat with you all day. I think there's some great stuff. There's some great stuff that sounds like you're helping people with. The AI and how that works with stuff in business is huge. I'm going to go away and take a look at that. And like you say, you've got to stay up to date and current with these things. Otherwise, you just get left behind.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's become more critical to stay up to date nowadays because things change so quickly, as you already said, and especially with AI. If you haven't looked at it, do it just now. Create a free account, have a look at it, and think about what are those things that I'm wasting a lot of time with, or what are the problems that I have in my business? And instead of going to Google, ask ChatGPT, you know, what should I be doing? What can I do with this? And you'll be amazed what it can do. Have fun with it.
Thank you very much. Right, I've enjoyed speaking to you. Thank you.
Thank you very much. A pleasure. Thank you very much, and good luck.
Thank you.